The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Ah!
LFG!
Let's go! Oh my gosh, that was fun! That was fun with a capital F. Wow! Can I admit something to you?
Do it. You won't.
I will.
You probably will.
Last night almost became one of the great regrets of my entire life.
Wait.
Sports regret.
Oh,
sports
okay.
regret.
I was going to say.
Yeah, not like.
I've had a few. Thank you.
You say that every Friday night. So I almost left.
Wait, you almost what?
I almost missed the end. Almost. But there was enough in me to be like, I should watch one more possession. But I, look, I got three wobbly kids at home. And so I was like.
And a bunch of problems.
Yeah, so it's important for me to like, I was trying to be one of those people that's like, I got to beat the rush. And when you have a game like that where everybody waits to the end, I'm like, ooh, this is going to get crowded real fast here. So they go down seven, and I head for the tunnel. And I literally am walking down the tunnel, and the Warriors have the ball. And I'm like, hold up. Let me get on my toes and see what happens here. And I think that was the Melton three. Pow! Down four. Okay, hold on a second. Let me stay here in the tunnel for a second. Defensive stop. Pow! The other end, another three. I am now turning around and running upstairs. I am running back to my
Evan
seat.
Giddings.
Back that thing up to get back and watch the finish and Steph Curry's outburst, which is where my head is right now. Would love to know from you, Dibs, from all of our listeners, 888-957-9570, on what that Steph outburst meant to you, or what is your translation of it? Because as we just detailed, that was one of the biggest emotional outbursts we've ever seen from him.
In the regular season, for sure. And what that meant to me is that Klay Thompson is full of Casey Schmidt. This was not just another regular season game in November, and it wasn't for Klay. It wasn't for 400 Warrior employees. It wasn't for 18,541 hat-wearing fans. It wasn't for Draymond, Steph, Klay, Steve, anybody. This was not that. And, you know, you look at the crowd, and you and I talked about this maybe right when the game was about to start, the fact that on a normal Warrior regular season game, we're tipping off, and you might be three-quarters full, you might be four-fifths full. Every single seat was taken before the introductions, because you and I got up to our seats at about the same time. There was about 4 minutes to go till introductions, and that place was full.
Oh.
People were sitting up in their chairs. They were attentive, and nachos or no nachos, beer or no beer, whatever, everyone was there and ready. So that was not just another game in November. So when Steph finally does what he did, which, man, the emotions of that, because he doesn't want to lose that game. You don't want to lose any game, but you don't want to lose that game where your brother shimmy shakes on your court.
Well,
and you're down seven late.
I think for sure all those things are true, but it also developed even more within the game. Like, let's pretend, and again, all kinds of scenarios could have played out. Let's pretend for a second that Clay goes 3 for 15. Let's say that Clay has hit 2 threes, not 6. And they're both in the first half. And maybe the Mavericks, maybe Luka continues to go off like he was in the second quarter. And maybe the Mavericks are up by 10. But Clay had very little to do with it. Then how are Steph and Draymond feeling? But the beauty that nobody could have predicted, the beauty of what developed last night was the game within the game within the game.
Right.
Because you had Clay's return, and then you just had a high-level Western Conference matchup. But what developed inside of that was the big three now on separate sides of the court, one-upping one another, and every time they score, they're giving it to each other. And I mean fiercely. I don't know if you could see this on TV, but there was just huge, forceful trash talk, pointing with fingers in your face, doing each other's dances right in front of benches. This was going on the entire night. And so when Klay Thompson hits two, especially one dagger, that call timeout on the floor, Mavs up 5, we're heading to the bench, high fives, Klay's strut is on point. You have to know that in that moment, Steph Curry is seething, like underneath, just bubbling beneath the surface. That's what I love. He's like, oh, no, 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 no.
Not tonight. No, no, no. Not here. And that's where we sometimes underrate Steph Curry's competitiveness, because we look at Draymond Green, and Draymond is, he's a growling dog of an athlete. He will fight you, literally. He will foul you. He'll flagrant you. He wants to win more than anybody else. And then we look at Steph. He's kind of a sweet guy. He's nice, good nice. Father, kind of a finesse player and all the rest of it. And then you watch what happens after he hits the three to go up 4, and he does the big body bump with Buddy Hield, where he jumped about 7 feet off the ground.
Seriously.
And he beelines to the camera, and the facial expression, and I have it paused right here on my computer, the growl, the scowl, the anger, the emotion, the passion. We sometimes, and I think I do, and I won't speak for you in the audience, but I know that I underrate just how much of a ferocious competitor he is.
You better stay here. That's my amateur lip read. You better stay here. That's what I see him saying. I could be wrong. But I'm with you. And take a listen. We're going to go to the phones here in just a second. That Steph outburst, how did that hit you? What is your translation of that? And then here is Draymond Green after the game talking about the constant jawing that was going on between the three.
Hit a shot on him, you're going to say something to him. He hit a shot on us, he said something to us. He did a little terrible shimmy he did. it's awful. But that's the competitive nature. You know, you don't win 4 championships together without that competitive fire. He has that, and we've known that forever. We have that, and he's known that forever. And so that's always going to happen. You know, when you play against your brother, people always talk about, oh, man, why are those guys close? When you play against somebody you're close with, you want to beat them even more. You know, you want to play well against them even more. And it just raises that level of competition. So seeing him over there, you want to play great. You want to do great things. And that was kind of the mindset. As far as feeling old or worrying about, if I'm totally honest with you, I had zero emotions towards, this is Clay's return. Now, I did some things to make sure I had zero emotions about it. But, you know, it wasn't just like, I don't care. No, of course, we're human beings. We care. But been at this a long time, man. Played against a lot of friends. This obviously different. A guy who, you know, Klay Thompson gets just as much credit as building this as Steph Curry and myself, if not more. You know, he is right at the center of that. So, you know, we haven't had quite that thing. But nonetheless, it just wasn't that for me. It was a basketball game that we really wanted to win that has implications more than just a regular season game. And that was about it.
Well, I hope
NBA Cup is what he's saying.
Sure.
NBA Cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I heard him say.
Yeah, I know.
It's got more implications than just a regular season game. Want to own the cup, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Implication sensation, if you want to call him that. But
yeah.
I want to let the guys know this.
Cha-ching!
Whatever it is that drove you last night, go ahead, tell us it was the NBA Cup. It wasn't the NBA Cup. It was ball, man. If you've ever played ball, you get this. This isn't out of line. This isn't out of character. This isn't lacking class. That's ball. That's how ball works. That's how it sounds. That's what it looks like. And I want these guys to know that from what the Warriors did to set this whole thing up, and some people might have thought it was perfect, other people might have thought it was cheesy or campy or over the top for an opponent or whatever your opinion might have been going in. The setup and then the delivery of that was about as entertaining as sports gets.
No doubt.
So more of that, please. In Philadelphia tonight, their stars won't play.
Yeah.
They won't even play. If you want to know what has made this organization special through the years, is the competitiveness that Draymond Green is talking about right now. Because stars in other cities, you can't even get them to lace up. But these guys, On November 12th, are at each other like a championship was on the line. So I know everyone wants to do thank you, Clay. Thank you to all of you. That was as entertaining as sports gets.
That's high-level sports right there. And I couldn't help but think this morning coming in about Guru and his sports, man.
Sports.
Because that's what that was. It was sports. And you talked about it being ball. And for me, my takeaway is it's more about family, because I know when I get together with my brother Mike and my brother Doug, sports, and we go on the golf course, which doesn't happen a lot, but when we play golf together, the three of us, it is ratcheted up. I want to beat both of them, and it's not because Mike's better than me, and he is, and Doug used to be, but he's not anymore. It's my brothers, and I'm the youngest of three, so whenever we would play Sorry, the board game as kids, or Yahtzee, or whatever it was, Nerf Hoop, it was always ratcheted up because you want to beat them. And so last night was that. It's Clay and Dre and Steph, and they are athletic brothers, and they're actually closer than that off the court. And you get that moment and all the captain hats and all the rest of it, and Clay starts to get hot, and you're thinking, oh, no. This can't happen. And you know that Steph was thinking that down 7 with 4 minutes to go, like, no. This is my house. This is my blank, and you should have stayed here, and I'm going to have to turn this thing around. And he didn't do it single-handedly, but the big dagger and then the in-the-camera moment.
Double dagger.
Dude, the dagger to go up 4, and he goes right to the camera, and that face and that moment, wow. And he stole the show.
And understand, that outburst was Clay. That had nothing to do with the Mavericks. It had nothing to do with the standings. It had nothing to do with the fans, and it had nothing to do with the hats that you were all faithfully wearing. That was Clay. And I don't mean that in an angry way.
No.
The energy in the building was something different last night. Something very, very different.
Yeah.
And it was something that was clearly not lost on Steph Curry and very, very meaningful to him.
Yeah. And I almost had the similar regret that you did. Not that I was going to leave early, but I actually was standing next to Grandy and Lucas. And when they called timeout with 4 and change to go, I needed to be among the people. I didn't want to witness the rest of that in silent media mode. And so I beelined down to the lower level and got to my favorite standing room only spot. And I was able to enjoy the last 4 minutes as a fan. And thank God I did that, because I didn't want to have to just sit there on my hands up there in upper media.
650 just texted in on the Comcast business text line. This is kind of a fun little one-liner. Thank you for everything, Clay. Night-night.
Nice.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, so when you saw the Steph outburst, what's going through your mind? What's your translation of that? We'll take your calls next. Coach Kevin, Seth, Claudia. More of you, come on in. 888-957-9570. We will take your calls coming up next. Tim Roy, the voice of the Dubs, 45 minutes. Hour after that, Tim Kawakami is going to be on this show. Outside of that, it's going to be all of you basking in what was just restaurant quality stuff last night, okay? That's what we're doing today. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibs.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over to Klay Thompson, guarded by Steph Curry. Splash Brother on Splash Brother. Klay goes up, a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Steph for a reach-in. And Klay Thompson's going to shoot two.
Like, just like an old times at the practice facility.
Yep.
Klay going at Steph.
Like I said, I wasn't expecting the first play where they put Klay on the block. I literally blacked out. I thought I was in training camp again where I was trying to get a stop. Draymond was actually calling me off for, like, we call it a bump where you don't want me guarding the post-up guy, and I go to the weak side. I heard him, but I didn't hear him at the same time, and it was a dumb foul. It was a weird way to start the game.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I want everyone to hear this loud and clear. Loud and clear, because never before has it been more appropriate than it is right now.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
We're going early?
That one.
And what do you got over there? Is it? Because I know that you walked into the studio today with a box that might be...
What's in the box?
And wait, I asked you...
Let's drink.
And I didn't really get the answer, but then I found out from other sources that what's in the box actually might be openable and might be more fun than your boring old fizzy water.
Half of that box is yours.
Let's do this.
Let's
I'm
going to
drink it.
Yeah. But right now we're doing Waterloo Cherry Limeade.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good flavor.
Cherry Limeade. Cheers.
Yeah. Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Limeade. And after last night, I think we all need to rehydrate a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a rehydration sensation is
there
what
you
it
go.
Is.
Yeah, let's...
Because that was a lot last night.
Let's tip one. And so, A, we're going to take a lot of your calls. And then, B... I love what everyone said after the game last night. Everybody was in a mood to chat. because they wanted to finally share with everybody, I think, what and how they were feeling. Right, going into the game, Clay, well, another game, and
November, like, yeah.
Okay. Play the game so that you could all let it all out. And they did. And by the way, Director of Sports Lucas Alexander just tracked this down on Twitter. Somebody's actually got, like, they were down on the court, and they've got their audio kind of tuned and turned up as much as possible, and it sounds very much like you can gather what Steph Curry was saying.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling in the moment pretty good about my lip reading skills.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You better stay here.
But he didn't stay here. So, like, Steph, are you saying that you should, if you're Clay, you should immediately renounce your Dallas Mavericks-ism and stay here?
No, he's saying if you want to win, you better stay here.
Yeah, but he didn't stay here.
No, too late.
Maybe it's you should have stayed here.
Yep. But anyway, we have a little bit of a clue that that's probably, for those of us who have been trying to lip read, that's probably what Steph Curry was saying. You better stay here. And Steph was asked about it after the game and was like, I don't even know what I said. I got to go review the tape.
Right, I blacked out.
Do we have that one, Grandy? Which one is?
I can play it if you want.
Yeah, fire away.
I really have no idea. I got to go look at it myself. That type of moment with all the angst, there's raw emotion. I really don't know what I said. I'll let you know, though. I don't shy away from what I say on the court. I have to go look at it again.
Okay, so let's hold him to it, Bay Area media. Next time Steph's available, let's circle back and get a confirmation sensation of what he said.
He's like an NFL coach where, I got to look at the tape and stuff. I don't really know. You know, from my vantage point, it looked like Brock might have had him open and stuff. And so I can't really say unless I go to the tape and stuff.
It would have been amazing if he had pulled out a laminated piece of paper and covered his mouth while he was saying it so you couldn't see.
Totally.
Why is it that head coaches in the NFL apparently, with great seats, can never see what it was that happened on the field? Of course, if it's something that they don't want to see, like Debo Samuel and the long snapper shoving one another and screaming or whatever it was.
You got to go to the all 22, Mark.
You do.
At that point.
Yeah.
So if you're Steph, you got to go to the all 10. And I'm looking at, I can't get over this TNT still where he goes right into the TNT camera. And after he says, you better stay here twice, then it's,
He went Howard Dean on him at
totally.
The end of that. And apologies to anybody under 35 who has no idea what the hell I just said. All right, 888-957-9570. When you saw that outburst from Steph, what's your translation? What did you think? Let's go to Coach Kevin in Oakland. Hi, Coach. What's happening?
Hi, how you doing? Thank you guys for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out the Warriors. You know, I want to say what's up to Dan Dibbs. He probably remembered me from coaching a little bit of Redwoods High Recreation back in the day, Quest and Keon. But the one thing I want to say is that Steph reminded Klay Thompson of who the big brother is. All right? You got a Batman and you got a Robin. All right? Last night, he showed Klay Thompson that you were Robin, young man. You know, and over the years of coaching basketball, you get these kind of players that are just, you know who your starter is, your number one starter that you're going to have on the court if he comes to any game. Steph is that guy. When are we going to start putting this guy into the category of one of the most best clutch players we have ever seen in our lifetime for the people who have not seen Jordan?
Well,
and
Kevin, why don't you just feel free to go ahead and do it right
do
now?
Do it, Coach. Let's
do
go, Kevin.
No one's stopping anybody.
All right. and Stephen Curry is so unbelievable, undersized, his skill level is so much different than everybody else's, and we're not understanding that. And last night, he just keep on proving to the world that he is one of the better finishers in the game of everything right now. And I'm not just talking basketball, all right? And it's amazing to be a Warrior fan at this time. You know, team started out real high. We had questions about what our lineups were going to be and who's going to fit and who's not. And Klay is gone. Klay came back last night and realized that Steph is Batman and Klay is still Robin. There are multiple other secondary guys that we can bring in to play with this mega superstar, and they'll fit in the philosophy. When you have defenders like Draymond Green, who is unbelievable, you know, on the defensive side of the basketball. Another undersized guy, like, what are we talking about here, guys? Like, you got all of these giants in the league, and who are the giant slayers? The Warriors.
Yeah. Dude, Coach Kev, it's so good to hear from you, brother. It's been too long. I hope everything's going good in your world.
Everything's going great, Dan. You know what I'm saying? I'm still coaching basketball, you know, still working with children.
Yeah.
And I always listen. I just have to call in and just let everybody know, like, this guy, Steph, is different. Let's put him on the platform that he deserves to be on. All right?
Yeah.
One of the greatest finishers ever.
Appreciate that, Kev.
Coach, thanks.
And, man.
He called you Dan.
Well, and
I know you go on the Wayback Machine, but just, good Lord.
He was the grammar school coach for my boys at Redwood Heights, and he coached them up like he was Steve Kerr coaching in the NBA.
Let's go.
He put these kids through it. And he would build these little teams. It was like an Oakland Rec League. And my sons would be out there, you know, bibbly-bobbling around. And Coach Kev would be getting after these young men. And if something didn't go right, time out! He actually, I don't want to put his business out there, but there was a couple of two-tech ejects that went on in like a fourth-grade game.
Amazing.
And Coach Kev, he brings it. He brings it. You'd That's be lucky all, to have your kid play for Coach Kev.
It's already been Brian. That's I love it. And I love what he said too.
Yeah.
Because here's something that I don't care if somebody somewhere wants to call you a homer or wants to Charles Barkley all over the place. There is absolutely no shame in just saying this. Steph Curry is one of the greatest basketball players who's ever lived. I don't do Mount Rushmore. I don't do my top five.
You don't like rankings and lists.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Yeah.
He is absolutely, unequivocally, one of the top handful of basketball players who have ever lived. And if you want to have a pound-for-pound conversation,
well,
quite frankly, like, there's 1,000 ways to do it. If you want to have a pound-for-pound conversation, I don't mind if you say he's the best thing that's ever lived. I mean, pound for pound?
For me, it's not about the pounds.
Of course.
It's about like the changing of the game. And if you think about the evolution of the sport, there are only two or three, maybe four athletes who have ever changed the game like he did. Will Chamberlain was so dominant that they outlawed the dunk.
Right.
They said no more dunking because all this guy does is dunk and it's not fair.
It's like Tiger and Augusta.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They tried to Tiger-proof it, which didn't work. And so Steph made the three-pointer so available that now your kid and the kids that I ref, everyone's out there trying to hoist 27-footers.
Yep, and they make one out of every 30, so
that's right.
That's an homage to his number.
But it's because of him that they're all out there trying to jack him.
Him.
Yep.
Seth in Dublin. Hi, Seth. Thanks for calling.
Guys, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, those Waterloo sparkling waters from Costco, they do hit different.
They hit, right, Seth? Especially when they change the color of the price tag and it's only like $8 for that flat of 24 of them. Come on,
it's
Seth.
It's the perfect amount of like flavor, but also like sparkling water. It's not too sweet, so I'm right there with you.
Come on, Seth. Let's go. It's getting late on a Wednesday.
I know, right? I was laughing yesterday when he opened it too, and you know they were like, "Wait, usually it's a beer, but anyway."
Yeah, not this guy,
not yet.
So hey, my translation of Steph right in the camera. But first off, I've been all over the internet, also trying to see what he actually said, and from what I've gathered is, you miss it here, or you wish you stayed here over and over. That's what I'm getting. You miss it here or you wish you stayed here. So to me, honestly, it seemed like a burden was like almost lifted off of him. I'm trying not to read like too much into it, but I've never really seen Steph with like that much animation. It almost seemed like an out with the old, in with the new. That's what I got from it. And then I also love Clay's post-game interview when he just kept saying over and over again, he was like, oh, man, it just sucks being on the other end of this. It sucks being on the other end of this. So anyway, guys, that's my comments, and thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, Seth, thank you very much. And again, we've got what sounds like audio of the comment being, you better stay here, but it doesn't really matter, and I don't know definitively. To me, like some people seem to be translating this as potentially like coming from a place of vitriol, And I'm just trying to, again, through my eyes, this is ball. This is the way brothers speak, especially when it's within the framework of a game. You know, I think there are some people translating this to mean, oh, like, boy, there's some feelings there, like, or they got problems, or Steph's like, oh, you know, you shouldn't have left or whatever. I've never heard an NBA player, you know, think of the way the Warriors handled Durant through the years. They don't want someone to not do what's best for them, whether it's their money, their geography, their happiness, whatever. So I don't translate any of it to mean like, Clay, you did wrong. It's just within the framework of the game. You tried to beat me. It didn't work.
Right.
You want to beat me? You better stay here.
Yeah. You got to stay here.
Yeah, stay here if you want to win. You got to stay here
if you want to win, but yeah. It didn't turn out that way for Clay because he's elsewhere. And for Steph in that moment, having to come back from seven down, if the Warriors were up 14 and he hits that same three to go up 17 and it's night-night, he doesn't have that same emotion, but that game looked like it was going to go Clay's way. Yeah. And Clay hit a couple of threes and he hit six in total, and Clay was a big part of why Dallas was able to flip that game on its head and then look like they were in a great position to win. So when Steph does it again and resurrects a loss and turns it into a win, yeah, you're going to have that emotional response, especially when it's Clay.
Heavyweight fight, man. Just an absolute heavyweight fight that was going back and forth, the emotional highs and lows. Here's Klay Thompson when he was asked what it was like to play against Steph and be on the wrong side of a Curry flurry.
Well, it was fun to match up with Steph. I mean, we guarded each other plenty of times in practice with Team USA camps and All-Star games, so a real competitive NBA game. It was pretty surreal, but after a few minutes, it was just basketball. Then, it hurts to be on the other side of one of his flurries. Guy got hot at the end and made some ridiculous shots. I know I've been on the other end and it sucks, but like I said before, I think we play them three more times, so hopefully we can learn from it and learn their tendencies a little better. But it sucks because this was a big game for the Cup, so something we just got to digest and move forward.
For the Cup. Thanks a lot, guys. I mean, my gosh. Pull the curtain back on this. This all had nothing to do with the damn Cup, okay? I know everybody wants to, like, put the NBA narrative out there, and it was a fun gray floor. It has had nothing to do with the Cup, and I don't care how many more times they play the Warriors, and you're saying it's not three, it's two?
It's two.
Okay, fine. Doesn't matter.
Well, those are for the Cup.
Yeah, and they're also not on your return night. So, spoiler alert, Clay, the next time you play the Warriors, it ain't going to feel like this.
Right.
And ever again.
This one was more than just a regular season game in November because of the Cup, the NBA Cup.
And because of Clay returning to Chase Center.
Well, yeah, that and the fact that it was the Cup.
And the Cup, so, yeah.
I mean, if it was a non-Cup game, it would have been a nice little story.
You should have grabbed a wireless mic and gone person to person, seat to seat tomorrow, and asked them, okay, so if the Warriors win tonight, that's game one of the NBA Cup. What does that mean, and what happens next? And I would bet you, you would not get one correct answer.
You've never been more wrong.
18,000 people.
What comes up next is Memphis on Friday, and it's a virtual must-win for Memphis if they want to stay in the Cup. And if the Warriors win that game on Friday, then they're in the catbird seat with just New Orleans and Denver left to make it into that last four and win the one thing that Steph has never won.
Are you sure that Friday is an NBA Cup game as well?
Of course.
Are you positive?
100%.
You feel very good about your statement?
I mean, you could fade the dibber if you want about NFL picks, but when it comes to the NBA Cup, I wouldn't if I were you.
Okay. I have no idea, so I'm not challenging you at all.
No, you can fade the dibber. Yeah.
No, I won't.
I'll wait for tomorrow night on that.
Yeah,
yeah, boy.
Because you cold,
the
brother.
The pick is not in.
You're colder than the weather right
now.
Yeah,
I may have to fade myself on that, but we'll get to it.
Claudia in San Diego. Hi, Claudia. Thanks for calling.
No, thank you. Yeah. I just want to say I watched from home last night, and I was just in my living room so hyped. It was awesome. That last three from Steph, weird feeling, hit different for sure as a fan, loving Clay. Probably one of my favorite players. But I wanted to talk about the 9-2,
yeah.
The 9-2 it gave us. you know, you were saying that maybe Clay's thought was really his outburst was about Clay, and yeah, it probably was, but I really think it was the 9-2. Like, they're technically first in the West. I heard somebody, I don't know who it was, if it was Gil or Lou Williams, or maybe it was you guys. I heard somebody say the Mavs are better than their record, and we'll see if the Warriors are as good as their record. And that win kind of, I don't know. What do you say? What do you say after a win like that?
Well, here's what I would say, and Claudia, thanks. I would say that the Warriors in the last, hang on, today's Wednesday. Okay, so in the last 7 days, the Warriors have what feels like more big-time wins this year than they had all of last year. That's what it feels like.
Right.
And so 9-2 is one way to pitch it, but the other way I would say it is it's not the record, it's how you got there. And the fact is that when you have 9-2, but tucked into your 9-2 is essentially a last-minute victory over the Mavericks who were in the finals last year, and an emotional setting. You have a road win at Boston. You have a road win at Oklahoma City. I understand that there were missing pieces in those games and all of that stuff. I get all that. But when you have all of that as part of your 9-2, I don't know any way to translate this other than confirmed. Confirmed the Warriors are one of the factors in the NBA this year.
For sure. And when you look at their schedule, they have three rugged road trips. They have 2 6-game trips and a 5-game trip. And the first one, 5-game trip, you went 4-1.
Aced it.
So, yeah, and you aced it against three teams that going into those games had a combined one loss. And, you know, Boston had one loss and you beat them. Cleveland was undefeated. You didn't beat them. And OKC had one loss and then you did beat them. Yep. And so, those were three tough teams, and you won two of the three. And if you look at the other future rugged road trips, you've got one coming up before the break at Utah, the Lakers, the Bulls, the Bucks, Dallas again, and then Houston, not as tough as this one. And then at the end of the year, you've got Atlanta, you've got San Antonio, you've got Memphis on that trip. So you do have two more tough road trips, but to go 4-1 and then come home and recover not once, but twice against Dallas, because they had you down 10 or 11 in that, I think, third quarter.
Somewhere in that range. Quarter. You had them down at those same numbers, but very early.
It was a back-and-forth affair, and that was one of the ones that could have gone either way.
By the way, you have a chance to really boogie with your schedule now for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm not saying any game's easy. It's the NBA. They do have to go to L.A. on Monday and play the Clippers, but home to Memphis is coming, home to Atlanta is coming, your next road trip is New Orleans and San Antonio. Those are winnable games. You come back for Brooklyn at home. Like, the Warriors have a chance in these next six or so games to win, I would say, at least four of them, maybe five of them, and really put together a great start. And then, right around Thanksgiving, it's going to get sexy again. Because, in fact, the day before Thanksgiving, OKC will be here. Remember, no Chet Holmgren. And then you got your back-to-back road trip to Phoenix and Denver.
Yep.
So that's at the very end of the month, and then the calendar turned into December. The next time we'll have more measuring sticks for the Warriors.
Yeah, and I heard Fitz earlier with Steiny and Goo, and he made the great point about the West versus the East. You've got 10 teams in the West that are above 500, and you've got two in the East, they're above 500.
That's
Cleveland
crazy.
At 12-0, you lost to Boston 9-3. You beat them. So a lot of this is about stacking wins, and you stack wins where you can. And when you take on these Eastern teams, you do want to kind of fatten up if you can. And
yeah, man.
They already beat Milwaukee, which was a nice fattening sort of victory. And the Boston win is, you know, kind of found money on the road. So in these games where you kind of should win, you need to go out there and handle it. But these other games, like last night, favored by 2.5, credit my partner for, you know, laying the 2.5 and getting it done.
Ottoman game. I was sitting there. I'm like, I was counting money the whole night.
Dude, no
I'm
doubt.
Like, this is a win.
It's funny because you were standing behind me during the second quarter when the second unit couldn't get a bucket. And I shot a look over my shoulder and I thought I heard a
I was not pleased.
Down 11 or whatever it was at some point.
We want to keep going with the calls, 888-957-9570. We will continue to do that here in just a couple of minutes. Also, though, another reminder that Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, and I was locked in on post game because I did run to that car last night. I waited till the game was over, but
nice.
Then I sprinted. I looked like McCaffrey running through the bottom bowels of Chase Center. I was weaving and dodging. Got to the car, listened to the post, and Tim Roy was a happy boy. Tim Roy was like, I mean, he's sitting there with Tom, and they were just like, man, that was fun. What high-level entertainment. So Tim's going to join us in just about 20 minutes, and then in just over an hour, Tim Kawakami, with all he's working on and his podcast as part of the Odyssey Network, and just, you know, fun to see him last night. He's locked in on everything that's going on. We could even ask him a Niner question or two. He's going to join us coming up at about 4:15. But outside of that, it's just you basking in the glory of what was a memorable night at Chase Center. 888-957-9570. When you see the Steph emotional outburst, what's your translation? What are you thinking as you watch that? We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. More of your calls next, right here on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.